Good morning, I'm Channing Hinkle. Today we continue our theme in looking in the book of Proverbs, and today we're going to talk about correction. In Proverbs 3, verses 11 and 12, the writer says, "My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights." The Lord corrects those he loves, we're told. Just as a father corrects his own children here on earth, we should not despise nor detest that. Well, how is it that God corrects us? Well, one way is through the Scriptures themselves. The Scriptures may condemn us if we are behaving and acting in a way that is not scriptural and not godly. And this is pointed out in 2 Timothy 3:16. It says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness." Another way is that godly people correct us by pointing out our sinful or wicked behavior. Someone may come to us and say, "You ought not be doing that, and here's why, it's in the Scriptures." And one cannot expect to have God as their Father and yet never be corrected. Because we're told here, just as the Father in this life corrects the Son in whom He delights, the Lord corrects those He loves. God wouldn't be much of a Father if He didn't correct us. But we know that God is the perfect Father. Now let's look at Proverbs 12, verse 1. The writer says, "He who hates correction is stupid." And I know that's a strong word, but that's what the Bible says. Every one of you out there probably knows someone who doesn't want to be corrected. They know it all, and they're not going to have someone tell them that they are wrong. As the proverb tells us, they are stupid or foolish. Proverbs 13:18, "Poverty and shame will come to him who disdains correction." He who disdains, or someone who hates correction, has poverty and shame to look forward to. And there are many folks who live in poverty because they refused to be corrected. They thought they had all the answers, and they have a lot of pride, and they refuse to admit that they need help or that they have done something wrong. If they would only humble themselves and admit they're wrong, they would be so much better for it and could have made better choices in their lives. But unfortunately, they refuse the correction and live an unhappy life to their own shame. Don't be one of these people. Accept correction and be better for it. We all make mistakes, but not everyone is willing to admit it or learn from it. But notice what is said about the one who will accept correction. Proverbs 15, verse 5, "He who receives correction is prudent. One who is prudent is wise, they are judicious, and they are careful about their future." Proverbs 13, 18, "He who regards a rebuke will be honored." A person who accepts a rebuke will be honored, it says, as opposed to poverty and shame that we just mentioned a minute ago. Proverbs 15, 31, "The ear that hears the rebukes of life will abide among the wise." And then the next verse says, "He who heeds rebuke gets understanding." If you will accept rebuke, you are counted to be among the wise and you will gain understanding. These are both characteristics a Christian ought to be desiring: wisdom and understanding. The bottom line is, a stupid, foolish man refuses to accept correction, and he is destined towards a hard and unhappy life. On the other hand, a man who accepts correction, he becomes better and wiser for it, and it leads him towards a much better and happier life, especially in view of eternity. That's all the time we have this morning. Please check out our website at churchofchrist@oakland.com, where you can hear this lesson or any other radio lessons or any of the lessons that are preached at the Oakland Church of Christ. You can visit us at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, Athens, Alabama. We are currently assembling in the building and also in the parking lot. And also you can check out our Facebook page and you can stream live there as well. Remember, God wants us to be able to accept correction. He will reward us for that. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a rest of the week. God bless you.